ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka says his government is ramping up the fight against illegal drugs in the country. The Prime Minister says new measures will see the military assisting police to crack down on drug dealers and traffickers and counter what's being described as a methamphetamine epidemic. He says drugs from international cartels have infiltrated all levels of society and have become a scourge on the community. Mr. Rambuka used his New Year's Day address to explain how authorities are responding to the drug threat in Fiji.
Fiji faces serious challenges from illicit drugs and violent crimes. This government will not tolerate criminal networks that profit from destroying lives. We are strengthening enforcement, border controls, rehabilitation programs, and community-based prevention. We fully support our police and justice institutions as they work to restore safety in our streets and in our homes. I commend the Commissioner of Police and the dedicated men and women of the Fiji Police Force for their determination in restoring safety and public confidence. I also note the interest expressed by the Republic of Fiji military forces in supporting this national effort. With appropriate ministerial guidance, collaboration between the police force and the RMF will further strengthen our response, and this government will support such cooperation where necessary. Fighting transnational organized crime includes our maritime space. Regional cooperation is key, where the RMF, the Fiji Navy, will operate with our regional partners to deter, disrupt, and dismantle criminal syndicates, crime networks, and their business model. On the public health front, we are deeply concerned by the rise in HIV cases and to violence against women and children. We are responding through stronger education, expanded testing, improved treatment, and stigma-free outreach. This is not just a medical challenge. It is a shared national responsibility.
That was Fiji's Prime Minister Sitiveni Rambuka highlighting how combating Fiji's growing drug problem will be a key priority for his government this year.